In the middle of this week's parsha, we have an issur of various types of sorcery and fortune telling that it says you come to Eretz Yisrael and the Kananim do ma'avir bno b'toba eish kosein k'samim onein umnacheshim chasheif v'chover chover v'shoel ovi yidoniv d'reshel amisim, all kinds of strange rituals, most of which are some type of telling the future or sorcery or something like this. And the Torah says, "Tovas Hashem kolosa elu v'glal tovosa elu Hashem elokecha morisho sami panecha tamim tiya im Hashem elokecha." So the question is, what does it mean to summarize this? Tamim tiya im Hashem elokecha. This is a very famous machlokes. The Rambam has a very famous shita, which speaks to a lot of people in the modern world. The Rambam says all of these types of sorcery and fortune telling and astrology and things were all shtus. They weren't true at all. The Rambam and many Gaonim held that all of the magic they had in the old days was all fakery. They fooled people into thinking it worked, but it's really not true because it's all just superstition. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, what is Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha? It means Tamim, meaning Miloshon perfection. You should be intelligent. You shouldn't make intellectual mistakes. You shouldn't be fooled by all these things that they fool the masses. You should know the truth, and you shouldn't fall into these intellectual pitfalls. And therefore, this pasuk is saying is, the Goyim, the Kananim, they believe in the fortune tellers and the astrologers and all these other things. And you should be tamim, you should be intelligent to realize that Hashem runs the world, and that there's laws of science, and that there's Hashem, and that all the other things are shtus, and you shouldn't believe in them. That's how the Rambam reads these psukim. However, as is well known, many other Rishonim held that there really were all these, there really is truth to these various kochos. It's just that they're not meant for us. So how do you interpret tamim tiyam Hashem elokechas? The Ramban, and really the Rashi also says this way, the Ramban says, what are we talking about? We're talking about people who were trying to tell the future, right? People get very nervous. You're in a certain situation. You don't know what's going to be. So even nowadays, the 21st century with everything, people still go to palm readers and to astrologers and to all kinds of things because they're very nervous about what's going to be in the future. And, you know, it's very hard. Part of the human condition is you're worried about the future. It's very hard to worry about the future and not know what's going to happen. So what do? You go to all these people. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe they really do have something to say. So the Ramban says, what is tamim tiyam Hashem elokecha? Tamim meaning not perfection. Tamim meaning tmimus, simplicity. You should have tmimus with Hashem. What does tmimus mean? Tmimus means Hashem runs the world. Hashem's in control of my life. I'm not going to worry. I don't have to know what will happen in the future. Not, I don't want to go there because they're just shtus and they don't really know the future. Maybe they do know the future, but it's not, I don't need to know the future because I just have bitachon Hashem. I know that Hashem takes care of me, that everything will work out. There's a divine plan for everything. So I don't have to worry myself and lose sleep at night because I don't know what's going to be in the future. Because I know that whatever's going to be in the future is up to Hashem and He's taking care of me, and therefore whatever's going to be is going to somehow work out in the best possible way. Tamim tiya, to have tmima, simplicity, and not need to have the answer to everything, but it's enough to know that Hashem has the answer to everything. And just following on that, the following sukkah, I think that's it's a very deep psychological idea. The Ram is a very deep intellectual idea. You shouldn't go after shtus, and just because a lot of people out there think something is true, you should think about whether it's true or not according to the Torah before you fall for it. But I think the Ramban also, that sometimes better than trying to find out things and trying to control everything in life, just have tzmimus and relinquish control and say Hashem's in control, and that's more important than me being in control. The next psukim say, "Ki agoyim ha'ela asher atayoresho samel mo'onim el kosim yishmo v'yatolo chen nosan ucha Hashem l'kecha." These goyim, they listen, the Kananim, they listen to all the magicians and the stargazers and the fortune tellers. But you have different. Naviyak mikirbecha me'achach kamoni yakim l'cha Hashem l'kecha, a loved one. Hashem sends you neviim. What's the contrast between the Kananim and who listen to the Ma'onim and the Kosmim, and us who listen to the Nevi'im? So according to the Rambam, it's very pashat. They listen to Shtos, which doesn't really know the truth, like they're fortune tellers. But we have Nevi'im who get a Nevuah from Hashem, and Nevuah works in a very, very rigorous way. And so we have access to true information and to the truth, as opposed to they who only believe in falsehood. But if you take the Ramban's approach, it's about Tzmimus, then they want to figure out the future, but we just have bitachon. So what's the role of the Navi? So Rav Hirsch says here, he's a long essay, and he says, it's not different sources. Like, they get their source from here, and we get our source from there. It's two different things. What does it say about the Navi? A love tishma'un, you should listen to him. Whatever the Navi says, k'chol asher sha'altum yem Hashem l'kech b'chorev, at Har Sinai you said, command us through a Navi. Rav Hirsch says the contrast here is not that you have source X for the same information and we have source Y for the same information. It's that they're two different goals. The Ma'on and the Kosin, they didn't tell you what to do. They told you the future, that if you did this, it would succeed, and if you win the war, you'll lose the war, etc. They gave you information about how to manipulate the future. The Nevi'im, it's all about Sivoy, right? It talks about how you have to listen to a Navi. If you don't listen to a Navi, then Ochi Nedros Me'imo. For Hashem, we don't look to Hashem to get information about the future. We don't look to Hashem to get stock tips about when to go to war and when not to go to war. And, you know, we do all these tricks and Hashem tells us when to plant, when not to plant. We look to Hashem to give us a tzivoy, to give us mitzvahs, to be a mitzvah va'oseh. The Navi's coming not to give us tips about the future. The Navi's coming to give us a mitzvah to help us be Mekayim Ritzon Hashem. And ultimately, the difference between the Kananim's religion and our religion is not just that they worship Shtus and we worship a true Hashem, that they think you get your information from very questionable sources and we get our information from accurate sources. It's that the whole point of religion is two different things. The point of the Kananite religion, the point of the pagan religion is to manipulate the future, to get something out of the gods. Right? Is that, I can get information about the future, and then I'll know what to do, and I'll know when to go to war, and I'll know when to plant. And that's, you look in the ancient Near East, that's what they all did. All their worship was to get something from the gods. He says, no, we have a Navi. A Navi doesn't tell us how to get something from Hashem. A Navi tells us what to do to be Mekayim Ritzon Hashem, and to bring Nachas Ruach to Hashem. Because the point of a true religion is not to get something from Hashem, but Tamim Tiya. We put our burden on Hashem. Hashem takes care of the world. Hashem takes care of our future. Hashem takes care of us. Our tafkid in life is not to use Hashem to figure out how to run the world. Hashem runs the world just fine on our own. Our tafkid in life is to get the tzivoy, to have a navi, to have the Torah tell us the Ritzon Hashem, so that we can make ourselves better people by doing Ritzon Hashem, by mekayim the tzivoy. And therefore, Hirsch explains, we have a navi who tells us how to make ourselves better people. They have all kinds of things who tell you how they think you can control the world, but the point of life is not to control the world. For that, our Tmimus tells us Hashem controls the world. The point of life is to control ourselves and to learn how to be better people and how to come closer to Hashem and how to do more mitzvos by listening to the Navi, by listening to the Torah and the Allah, B'chsav and Bal Peh, and doing Torah mitzvos and becoming better people.